With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A judge has blocked the deployment of National Guard troops in the Chicago area for 2 weeks. U.S. District Judge April Perry found no substantial evidence that a danger of rebellion is brewing in Illinois. It's a victory for Democratic officials in the state, including J.B. Pritzker, who has complained that ICE and Border Patrol agents are trying to militarize Chicago and other cities.
Look at what ICE and CBP are doing. They're wearing fatigues. They're carrying long guns, automatic weapons. They're coming to downtown. Come on, downtown Chicago, Michigan Avenue. What is the purpose of that? It's all a show.
The White House argues National Guard troops are needed in Chicago to protect federal immigration enforcement efforts and to crack down on crime. Israel's cabinet has approved the outline of a deal to release hostages held by Hamas. It's a key step in implementing a ceasefire. Under the plan, all 20 living hostages will be released in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, while the Israeli military begins a withdrawal from the majority of Gaza. President Trump says the agreement will put a stop to the bloodshed.
It's really peace in the Middle East. And you remember October 7th was terrible, but also from the Hamas standpoint, they probably lost 70,000 people. That's big retribution.
The U.S. now says it's sending about 200 troops to Israel to help support and monitor Gaza ceasefire efforts. New York Attorney General Letitia James says her indictment on mortgage fraud charges is part of Donald Trump's weaponization of our justice system. James sued the president and his company for fraud in a case that played out as he was running for office. Wall Street saw down arrows today, the Nasdaq down by 19. This is SRN News. A new poll asks Americans of faith about journalism.
The numbers come from the Public Religion Research Institute, and they find that 45% of white Catholics and 44% of white mainline Protestants say they trust the country's traditional mainstream news sources, compared to just 29% of white evangelical Protestants. What's of note here is that less than half of any of those groups trust the mainstream media at all. And the poll also finds that large percentages of religious Americans don't pay any attention to the news at all. Michael Harrington reporting.
State governments continue to add non-Christian holidays to their calendars. California, for example, is the third state to designate Diwali as an official statewide holiday. Diwali celebrated by Hindus, Sikhs, and Buddhists. The California law allows public schools and community colleges to close on that holiday. Pennsylvania and Connecticut have also recognized Diwali as a holiday. This is SRN News. It's not what we want to hear, especially this time of year. Chocolate prices are rising.
It's in part because cocoa prices have more than doubled since early 2024, according to a report released on Thursday by Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute. While wholesale cocoa prices have eased from late 2024 peaks, manufacturers are still passing on to consumers their increased costs. Companies are also reducing seasonal product lines and implementing shrinkflation, reducing portion sizes while maintaining prices. I'm Bill Alexander.
Senate Republicans have voted to roll back restrictions on mining and drilling in federal land in three western states. The moves advance President Trump's ambitions to expand energy production from public lands. Senators approved measures to repeal land management plans that were adopted during the Biden administration in Alaska, Montana, and North Dakota. More details at srnnews.com.